Well, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And let's exalt his name together and forever. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And if you know he's good this morning, then put your hands together and give God some praise. We welcome you to worship at the Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church. Today is August the 9th, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. If you love the Lord, say amen. Minister Ebony, please read our scripture.
Amen. Amen. The word of God for us today, this morning, comes from Genesis 1, verses 1 through 2 and 26 through 31. Genesis 1, 1 through 2 and 26 through 31. The word of God reads this way. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. As we go down to verses 26 through 31, the word of the Lord reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food." And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The word of God is blessed, and we are so blessed in its hearing.
You've heard the scripture read. I want to remind you to just read the entire first chapter of the book of Genesis on, and then even read chapter 2 through verse 7, because we will be using all of that, and it is critical in this time that you use this. I want to remind you of the scripture that was read. It was Genesis 1 and 2, and I want to pick up with those verses. And it just simply says this: in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. In verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, and over all every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then the Lord blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." That's where we'll stop right now. I want to share with you from the subject, it's time for a reset. Time for a reset. There's been a lot going on in our lives during this time of COVID-19 with all of the unrest. And it seems like it's persistent and it's never going to end. the reality of the matter, it will come to an end, and it will come to an end in its own time. We know not the day nor the hour when it will come to the end, just like we know not the day nor the hour that our Lord shall return. But it has helped me to understand something that's very important. The notion of it's time for a reset comes about as a result of times coming out of my own devotion when I'm spending time with the Lord. I need you to understand that spending time with the Lord is crucial during this season because God is trying to get our attention. And if you really want to have some time that's spent by the Lord, you need to understand that the time you spend ought to be quality time with God. This quality time is an essential part of your reset. But as you have this essential time of your reset, remember this, that literally you need to understand who it is you're praying to and the nature and character of the one you're praying to. The Lord led me to start to meditate and pray on the names of God. And those names of God are very crucial and critical to us understanding what God is trying to do in this season. And God says, I need you to have a reset. And I want you to understand not only my name, you know the name of Jesus, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. But I want you to start meditating on all of the names of the Lord that you find in Scripture. The first one that you find is right here in the first verse. You have to read it in the Hebrew because it says, in the beginning, Elohim. Elohim is found over 2,500 times in the Bible, and you will understand that the idea of Elohim comes from El, which is a word that is used in Hebrew to really help you understand who God is. But I want you to know that it's also plural as well. The plurality of Elohim gives us hint of the Trinity of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all hanging out together in the very beginning. So in the beginning, Elohim, what you understand about Elohim as you read the first chapter of the book of Genesis, you will begin to understand that he's one, he is a compassionate God. It is literally because of the fact that God loves us enough that he creates us out of that love so that we can give him glory. I need you to understand that a compassionate God is not holding everything and everyone to himself. He allows everything to be shared. And that's the good part about Elohim, that he is not only a compassionate God, but he is a creating God. That notion of compassion, to give of oneself, to allow creation to come to pass, is something that we all ought to begin to study and to meditate and reflect upon. Because this God is not only the one that set everything in motion, this God is the one that gives you the source of all life so that you would be able to live, move, and have your being. It is no different than when you're going through life, and I use the computer quite a bit, and every now and then my computer has locked up on me. And so I have to give it not a soft boot, which is control, alt, and delete. Every now and then I have to plug it, pull it out of the wall, and then wait for a period of time, plug it back into the source where I get a reset and a reopening so that I'm better able to move and function with what I need to do. And I want to tell you right now, there are many of you in Facebook land, on Zoom, and on the call. You've been going in a mundane, mediocre sort of way. You've just been trying to deal with this thing all alone. You say that you serve the true and the living God. He is a compassionate, he is a creating God that is also covenant keeping. But God is saying right now, I need you to reset. You need a reset in your life that's going to make a difference beyond where you could even wildly began to imagine. That notion of reset is going to help you transcend where you are right now. Don't you understand that the chaos that was in the land then in the beginning is similar to the chaos that's in the land right now? And God is trying to tell us, I'm the one that's large and in control. Elohim is right here and right now. And the truth of the matter is that if I am sovereign, if I am supreme, then I can hover over the face of the water. I can hover over the disease that you are facing right now, the unrest in the land, the trouble that you're going through. And you need to know that when you call my name, call on the covenant keeping, compassionate God, Elohim, that's going to help you begin to make a difference. This covenant-keeping God, he's the one that separates the waters from below and the waters from beneath. He's the one that helps us realize that we've been created in the image and likeness of God. We've been given authority over the land to take dominion and be proper stewards over everything that God has. Your reset is based on how well you steward what God has given you. You need to understand this. God has a covenant. God created you with a purpose. And God wants you to understand that if you steward what little bit you have, he will take your little bit and it will become much. When you partner with God and become a co-creator alongside of him, he told you in the text that literally, I'm going to show you my love. I'm going to operate out of compassion. I'm going to show you how much I'm going to set you up for success. I'm creating and putting everything in order for you. And if I put things in order, you must realize that everything that seemingly is chaotic and destructive, I set it up so that you have a new beginning. Here's what you need to know. Every act of creation is a first act of destruction. I need you to understand that after the fall, you will recognize that literally God says it will be fire next time. You will realize in Genesis later on, as you realize in 8 and 9, you see that Noah sees that the water is disturbed, that the earth is disturbed, and everything is killed by water. God often brings pestilence, disease, and mayhem in order to give us a restart and a renewal. So here's what I say to you. God is trying to get us to recognize that Elohim is the one we call when we want the creative character of God, when we need to go vertical and let everybody know that if we go vertical, God takes care of the horizontal. I need you to get it, because many of us are trying to remain horizontal. But God is saying, look to me, the author and finisher of your faith. Look to me. I am the one that is sovereign and in control. Look to me. I'm omniscient. I know everything. I'm omnipotent. I'm all powerful. I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. I am still Elohim. I am that I am. I need you to hear this. Because when you recognize the power of God, you will understand that the sovereign power of God is what is going to sustain you. And as much as it sustains you, you must realize that there's a power that God has given. There's a purpose that you are given to walk with. And there's participation that you're called into. Power, purpose, participation. Wake up and write it down. I need you to hear this. Your life depends on it. God is all powerful. He's given you everything you need. He's given you the tools to reset. He's given you purpose to keep moving on. And he's also given you a way to participate. How can I participate? The first way you participate is by understanding the ACTS-E method of praying. That's A-C-T-S-I method of praying. This is just one way you can pray. And I encourage each and every one of you that if you want to call on the name of the Lord, who is sovereign, who is awesome, you need to pray in a way that honors who God is, what God called you to, your notion of recognition that you are infallible, you're not perfect. You're indeed part of a situation where you are a sinful person. And yet, we still must understand that we have to pray for everybody. Wake up and write this down. A stands for adoration. The notion of adoration is giving all that you have and praying in a covenant-keeping, creating way, knowing that God is worthy to be praised. When you adore God, you recognize and honor the character of God by praising and giving glory. So when you speak of Elohim and pray the name of God, adore God that you're praying to. Understand this. As you adore the Elohim, you are understanding and adoring the creative elements of Almighty God. You are thanking him and understanding. You praise him because you were created in the image and likeness of God. You praise him because God is created the heavens and the earth and all that is in. You praise him because he's given you opportunity to be the best steward that you are supposed to be. You praise him anyhow for every single thing. God is to be adored. But likewise, you also confess that you have not lived up to your responsibility. That notion of confession is part of your participation, because what it says to us is this, that literally if we not only adore God, praise God, but confess and say, Lord, I haven't been using all of the creative energy that you have given me. I have not been all of that that you have called me into. See, you are walking, talking, gifted individuals that have creative responsibility that can walk into things and make them happen. Some of you got businesses that have not yet been created. Others of you have skills and talents to teach and to guide and to direct, and it still has not yet manifested. I call you in to that which you have not yet done, but know that you have. And you need to confess and say, Lord, I surrender. I give you my all and my life. And I confess that I have not lived up to my responsibility. I have not walked according to your purpose, will, and plan. And I am going to do that right now. I confess. Not only do you praise him, but you got to confess. But your confession, once you realize that you can participate by confession, you start to get happy within yourself. And your notion of the happiness within yourself, when I thought about Elohim and I thought about the creating that he has done, how out of the womb of woman, I am the witness of two children. How out of the possibility, out of almost nothing, I can have a car to drive, a roof over my head, shoes on my feet, clothes on my back, a bed to sleep in. I can give God not only glory, but I can say thank you because you've been just that good. Oh, when you think about his goodness, you ought to think about every single thing that became a way out of no way. And you ought to be able to say thank you, because that's what you do when you recognize that the sovereign, supreme, awesome covenant creating God, whose name is Elohim from the beginning, wants you to start it all over again. When you can confess, then you can say, I can clean up what I messed up. I can start my life all over again. Lord, before COVID, I may not have been the best I need to be, but in the aftermath of me having spent my time with you, I'm going to give you glory and praise and honor. I'm going to thank you for your goodness. I adore you.
I confess my sins before you and I say thank you. But then what you got to do is go into supplication. Supplication tells you literally that every single thing you need to lift before the Lord. David used to do it like this. King David would say, Lord, shall we go up? And that ought to be a message to you when you get ready to do something. You go vertical and say, shall we go up? You should not move according without the Lord's plan. Some of you try to plan your own day, doing your own thing about what you feel you need to do. But the first thing that after you give God some praise and say, Lord, I'm a sinner and thank you for waking me up this morning. Then what you want to do is say, Lord, what shall I do that through this day you might obtain glory? That's what you really have to come to. The understanding of supplication is such that literally you have to come to a point where you petition God, not only with your needs, but with your whole sense of direction. That's why the steps of a righteous one are ordered of the Lord. The reason that they're ordered is because you've been asking God to order my steps. You've been asking God to establish right relationships. You've been asking God to make sure that, God, I don't want to take nay another step without you giving me the guidance. See, this takes responsibility and shifts your responsibility to the ability of hearing what God has to say. Through supplication, you have opportunity to petition God, but to discern and listen to God that helps you understand something. It helps you understand how to live, move, and have your being. You just don't do things without God. I can tell you the truth right about now. There have been many times in my life where literally, I started to do something and then tacked God onto the end of it. Y'all don't look at me like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you bought houses and then asked God to bless the house that you are buying. Some of you bought cars and then asked God, Lord, help me make these payments. Some of you went on and into that job interview, got the job, and then say, Lord, help me through this time. I'm trying to tell you, you got your priorities mixed up. You need to reverse the thing. Lord, should I go into this house in the first place? Lord, should I get this car in the first place? Lord, should I go into this job in the first place? And it's not just with material things. It's literally with everything. Before you take steps, you need to go and let the Lord reveal to you what's happening. That's what Jesus would do. That's how he could say, not my will, but thy will be done. This understanding of Elohim allows him to create. I guarantee you, if you meditate on his name, you will find a restart. The areas of creativity that you thought you were lacking, you will start to obtain all over again. God is saying to you that if you want my power that was found at the creation, you need to pay close attention and help one understand that literally you are adoring a God that is a God of a second chance. You are actually confessing before that God that you don't know how to make it without him. And you are literally giving thanksgiving to all that he's done in spite of you. And then you just pray that he orders your step and directs your intentions as well as your motives. And the last thing I want to tell you right now is that you not only pray for your situation, you need to learn to pray for other situations as well. That's why you understand that the praying for your situation is very limited in its outlook. God knows all of your troubles. But he wants to know, are you big enough to intercede on behalf of somebody else? Are you big enough to say, Father, I know I'm struggling, but there's somebody struggling worse than me. Are you big enough to go vertical and say, Lord, on behalf, I got trouble. But on behalf of sister so-and-so, or brother so-and-so, I'm going to lift the name of the Lord God Almighty and lift their name so that they will be able to recognize and see that the Lord, he is good. I need you to understand this. God said to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. God wants you to make sure that you learn to do things on behalf of. And when you do things on behalf of, it pulls on the heart of God. How do I know that? Because Jesus died on your behalf. And when somebody does something on your behalf, you ought to be able to point to the one and the reason why they did it. You know this, when you do it on somebody else's behalf, you are mimicking what Jesus did on your behalf. When Jesus prays in John 17 for the disciples and for everyone else, he's praying for you. When he dies on the cross and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, he's talking about you. When he says, my God, why has thou forsaken me? He's saying, I got to get one in for me, but I want you to know that I'm praying for them. And I'm going to let you know that when everything's done, I give you the praise, God. I give you the glory. I confess. I give you thanksgiving. I give you supplication. And I pray on behalf of somebody else. And when it's done, it is finished. I've settled the matter. And that's what you can do. You can start to settle the matter and restart. You can start your life all over again. It starts in Christ Jesus. But I tell you to muse, ruminate, and think about the power of Elohim. Don't forget that that's the first name of God in the Bible. And that's the name of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost that hovers over chaotic situations and brings them into a bright light. Will you participate? Will you live your purpose? Will you realize the power of God? Just try adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and intercession. Doing those in the name of Jesus, you will see the power of what the Lord has in store. The greatest power of a restart was found at Calvary. And that power of that restart, after it's all been finished, is that you may have everlasting life. Here's the thing. Somebody right here needs to know Jesus. You need to be able to call on the name of the one that is a covenant creating God. Because Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. That's the same I am that I am. That's the same Elohim that was in the very beginning. That's the first name of God you encounter in the Bible. And that's allowing you to be a creative individual for the sake of Almighty God. Right now, I invite you to the Lord just as you are. I ask that in the name of Jesus, that you find yourself surrendering and giving your life to the Lord. I encourage you to pray every day. Pray using adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and intercession. Every single day, I challenge you for a whole month to ruminate over the names of God. There are other names we're going to talk about. Elohim is just the first. But there are some names everybody called Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Sitkanu. But there are some other names you probably need to know. And when you start calling on the character of those names, watch in Jesus how that character manifests itself. And then as you take on more Christ, watch how you start to come up with and become just like that which God has called you to. Just like the creating one, you are part of a creating body of believers. I call you right now. If you want to be more creative and more connected, if you want to go vertical, if you want to know more about the compassion, literally the creative nature of God and the covenant keeping nature, because God keeps his promises, come to Jesus right about now. I want you to understand that Jesus gives you the image of the Elohim. He gives you the image of the creative one, the one that keeps covenants and keeps promises. Won't you come know that one? Where you're out of, whether you're on Facebook or Zoom or on the telephone call, come now. Come now. Come now. It's time for your reset. Your reset begins with the Lord God Almighty, the sovereign one. It begins with the first word of God in the Bible, I believe. It begins with the creative one called Elohim. Oh, creative Elohim, bless this people. Endow them with creative genius and move them in ways they could not even think or imagine. Let the work of their hands and of their feet be so creative that even if there are layoffs or if there are other challenges, God, you will give them the creative genius to work things and watch you work things out. And they will only take the steps that you have called them to take. Oh God, have them surrender to you right now. And in the name of Jesus, allow them to experience your power, your presence, your creative genius. Birth something within them afresh. And allow their eyes to come open and their ears to come open and allow them to be witnesses in all of the land. Right now, in the name of Jesus, cover and keep and connect as they go vertical and as we reorder our lives in thee. This is an opportunity for you to reset. And we are so grateful that the Lord has been working and doing a variety of things. We're grateful, as I understand it, to have Brother Derek Palmer, who wishes to connect with our church. Amen. And this is the first one virtually. Hey, somebody ought to say amen. We are indeed grateful, because God is doing amazing, amazing things. We invite you, and we're grateful for Brother Derek Palmer, and we're going to work with him and figure out how we do a nice new members orientation, new disciples orientation via Zoom, and we're going to work with you. And brother, I guess you got me now. I got to go play golf with you now. So I am so grateful that you are here, and I'm glad you've been with us for a long time, and thank God for you, man. Thank God for you and for the kingdom. There are others, if you yet don't know Jesus, I want you to come to Jesus right now. You don't need to delay. You don't need to wait. You don't need to hesitate. Come to Jesus right now. Give your life over. You can, and if you just say, I surrender, I give my life to the Lord. And I want to be part of a fellowship where we can grow together and we can literally transform the world, because the world is hungry for the living bread. We are lifting the Savior up for men to see. We trust him and don't doubt the word that he said. He said, I will draw all men unto me. You need a reset. The Elohim of God is saying to you right now, come. And if you are willing to come, and that and hang out with us, you will find that you will be blessed beyond measure. God has something special for you. And what you can do, give us a call at 202-581-1500, 202-581-1500. That will be a significant, significant first step. Or if you want to email us at pabcdc@msn.com, we look forward to hearing from you.
PABCDC@msn.com. We are so, so excited. We've had one to come, and we're so excited. We're looking for many, many more. The floodgates are about to open. Y'all better get ready, because God is resetting some folk. And when God resets, what I didn't tell you is he sets you up so that the next step, the comeback, is going to be greater than what it was before. Y'all got to first reset. And Elohim is going to give you the creative juice to become innovative and dynamic in all that is in store. So God, we're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful. Brother Palmer, we salute God and thank God for you. And we're just looking forward to anyone, to you joining us as part of our fellowship. And we are just asking right now in the name of Jesus that if there are any of you that want to put in the chat or put email me or phone at the church, feel free to do so. The number is right there. It's on Facebook below. It's on Zoom. And those of you that need to know it on the phone, we will make sure that you have it. We are so, so grateful, so, so grateful for each and every one of you. And for those of you that are really engaged in the life of the ministry, I need you to hear me and hear me clearly. I need you to be willing to be still, remain obedient unto God. Trust God with this. We want you to pay your tithes and give your offering. Trust God with this. I know times are tight, but we want to trust God. I guarantee you, God is going to bless you beyond measure. We need your tithes and offerings. A lot of times during certain months of the year that folk take time off from church, but we're asking that you remain consistent and persistent and watch how God continues to do what God needs to do. You can participate in your giving by Givelify, which you can download from Google Store or Google Play or the Apple Store. You can also mail everything in to the Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, 3000 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20020. That's Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, 3000 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20020. Thirdly, one of the things you can do is also use Cash App, and just use the dollar sign, which is a cash tag, PABCDC. PABCDC, cash tag, PABCDC. Give any one of those ways. Send what you can. Send what the Lord leads you and places on your heart, because God is getting ready to do something. This is a time for the reset, because you need to brace yourself for what yet is to come. So just come and we worship the creating God that's going to provide us with the ways and means of understanding how he can control chaos and move us into a brighter tomorrow. Other than that, beloved, we are so grateful. We're so, so grateful for your participation in worship today. Meditate using adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and also intercession. And I want you to understand this, understand it right now. If you do, it's going to bless you. Some of you just think that you need a provider. You might take Jehovah Jireh and learn everything about it this week and start to pray. And when you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord, who provides. Thank you. You may just need some other names of God. I'm not going to give them all to you right now, but you need to come back. And this is your time for a reset. You begin with Elohim, but then it goes into much more of the character and nature of God from there. So please join us. Please join us. We're indeed grateful. And we are so excited that you've been with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you. May heaven smile on you. And let's just have the best day in the world. Love you all.